Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. Israeli troops destroy farm structures owned by Palestinian farmers and troops kidnap a woman at a checkpoint. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli army forces and bulldozers invaded on Wednesday morning the village of Akraba, east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and leveled farm structures. Local sources said that the army bulldozers destroyed a water cistern and an animal shed owned by local farmers, while troops surrounded the area and forced residents away. Elsewhere, Israeli troops kidnapped on Wednesday midday a Palestinian woman after stopping her at the Qalandia military checkpoint, separating the central West Bank city of Ramallah from the nearby East Jerusalem. The Israeli army announced that the young woman, in her 20s, had a knife as she was crossing the checkpoint. In other news, medical and legal sources in the West Bank and Gaza Strip have reported that Israeli soldiers killed 33 Palestinians since the beginning of this year. According to the report, 23 killed, including 4 political detainees held by the Israeli army, have been killed in the West Bank and 10 other Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Head of Al-Ahrar Center for Political Detainees and Human Rights, Fuad Al-Kafasha, said that the Israeli attacks and violations are ongoing and that the army is still targeting Palestinian villagers, farmers and fishermen. He added that the Israeli army and settlers also target students, women, children and elderly in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.